and gentlemen, and people of all peoples, welcome to Trappo.
You know what they say, Kai, about these very special episodes of Trappo?
Everyone's favorite episode. It's Trappo's Mailbag.
It's the show that talks about you on purpose. Not you, Kai, but you, the listener, the theoretical listener.
I got real excited. Sorry.
Well, they're talking to us, and we're going to talk to them. Oh, it's going to be about something. Apparently, 90% of it's going to be about black metal. We're not there yet,
Kai. We're not there yet.
By the way, I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai. And tonight, we're going to bring you some comments from you, dear listener.
The mailbag, it may be as full as it's ever been. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is crucial. A dairy cow, they need to be milked regularly. Otherwise, they could burst.
Udders.
Trappo's mailbag is full to bursting.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to relieve the pressure on this fucking bag by pulling these mail udders. No, that didn't come out right. We gotta milk this Kai, we're gonna milk the mailbag.
Milk the mailbag. All right.
We're gonna start with a slew of comments. The 2022 Trappo Music Awards post. I guess I'll just start things off with our first comment from returning champion Anonymous, Dungeon Weed. And that's it.
Dungeon Weed. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What's next?
Our next comment is also from Returning Champion Anonymous. Different one, I assume. We don't know, though. This douchebag says, I don't listen to or watch a lot of awards shows, but the ones I do tend to be a little more organized and polished. This all felt really sloppy. I mean, you got most of the categories relatively quickly. There was too much crass banter that was really distasteful. I don't think any potential audience needs to know what kind of music you can and can't do. That's really pointless and inappropriate. I hope none of the artists who actually won any of your so-called awards don't ever hear this podcast. They would probably be appalled to be included on a show like Trappo. Try a little harder next time and maybe more people tune in and actually care about this stuff. Thank you, pretentious anonymous douchebag. As it turns out, several of the artists mentioned have actually messaged us. They seem to be quite okay with being on Trappo.
Yeah, Dimitri Mavra, a.k.a. Mr. Dungeonweed, was pretty happy with the results. And Odyssey was pretty happy with the results. Defacing God was happy with the results.
Apparently you're wrong.
I'd rather make them happy than you. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I like the crass banter. God damn it. You shouldn't be listening to this show in the first place.
That's your problem, bro.
Maybe next time we'll try less hard.
Next one's going to be even worse.
We have a reply from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Jeter. And Jeter says, maybe I do want to know what kind of music we can and can't make it to. I thought it was a fine awards show. And congratulations to Dungeonweed for being the only artist / band to walk away with two awards. Well, there you go.
We have another reply also to the anonymous comment from also returning champion Bimmy. Bimmy says, I want to know what music I can play to. It's like a public service. Tell me what's good. Offshoot Trappo.
That's kind of what we do.
Bimmy's in on it.
We just put an episode out about Florist. You can do that if you want to. If you want to color grade, you can probably color grade.
You can figure that out.
Figure that shit out on your own. Thank you for the comment, Bimmy. Stay tuned and we will tell you what to do. We tell the aliens what to do.
You can try it.
And our next comment is from new commenter and a studly boy, Danny Brannigan, who says, Trappo sucks. Try nominating music people listen to next time. And also try being funny. That always helps. Thank you for the comment, Danny Brannigan. We will definitely try being funny in the future, but I can't guarantee anything because we haven't been funny yet.
Still won't be funny, but we'll try.
How dare you? David Lynch listens to Krista Bell, and David Lynch is at least twice as cool as you, Danny Brannigan.
That's for sure.
Whatever.
You know, it's our award show, so we don't give a fuck about music other people listen to.
That's true.
So thanks for your comment, Danny Brannigan. Our next comment is from returning champion Anonymous. Anonymous writes, Bjork should have been nominated for Album of the Year. We literally said that. You're right.
We also addressed that if Bjork had been nominated, Bjork would have won. People would have voted for Bjork. You know what? I wanted somebody else that wasn't Bjork to win Album of the Year. That's why I didn't put Bjork in there.
That's true.
She gets enough accolades. Look, if anybody else had won, it would have been great too. Bjork got an award. She got a Trappy. She took one home. It's on her mantle right now. And who gives a shit? Bjork sucks. Anyway, our next comment is from Anonymous, also Anonymous, probably the same fucking asshole. Anonymous says, the metal category was sorely lacking. You guys must not really like metal all that much if those were your nominations. And Liturgy actually winning any category is
was a joke.
Well, yeah, thank you for the comment, Anonymous. I really can't argue if you say the metal category was sorely lacking. It probably was from your perspective. And we do not listen to a great deal of metal regularly. We don't. I was left to nominate
the things we did listen to.
I listened to all of the nominations in the metal slash doom category because those were basically all the metal slash doom albums I listened to in 2022. So there you go. It was sorely lacking. It was. In that instance, you're absolutely right. But saying Liturgy actually winning any category is a joke, that immediately discredits anything else you have to say. So fuck you, Anonymous.
Pretty much. Thank you for your comment, though.
Never comment again.
Go fuck yourself. The next comment is from returning champion and friend of the podcast, the Elf Sires.
Should we say returning champions? Because that's a plural.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Returning champions, the Elf Sires. The Elf Sires writes, I thought the show was fine and enjoyable listen, and maybe I haven't heard all the nominees, but that just gives me a list of new music to listen to, which can only be a good thing. And Midnight Star is fabulous. A solid pick for single greatest record of 2022.
Is it so hard to be nice?
Or at least not be a dick.
Thank you for the comment, the Elf Sires. Up next, another comment from goddamn Anonymous, who just never goes away. They can't type like X3, X4, or whatever, those random letters and numbers. Whatever. Anonymous says, thank you, Anonymous, for commenting. We love you. He says, I'm renovating my house, and I listened to this podcast while working, and it passed the time okay. The Macho Man stuff made me laugh. But I don't know John Zorn. I don't know why Zorn is all caps. So maybe I'll try listening to some of his music now. Thanks for helping me get through the better part of an hour while replacing drywall. That was an actual comment from Anonymous that wasn't complete shit. So thank you for that comment, Anonymous. Don't listen to John Zorn. You'll probably fucking hate it. Or you know what? Do. Give it a shot.
See what happens. There was a reply to this Anonymous comment by new commenter, The Cream.
The Cream.
And The Cream writes, that Macho Man shit caught me off guard. I laughed stupid. I fucking snorted. I gotta tell you, The Cream, when I listened to the cut of that episode Dustin made, I stupid laughed too.
I like slowing it down every time I repeated The Cream.
It was great. I agree.
Thank you for that comment. And our next comment, oh my God, Babe Ruth replied to himself. Our next comment, our next comment is from Babe Ruth Ghost, who I think is a returning champion. I think they've commented before.
Think so.
And Babe Ruth's Ghost says, you're going to blast all the best stuff into space and the aliens will discover the coolest music human beings have ever produced, and they will make to all of it. Like the ageless tentacle denizens of Altair 6 after they listen to Kreese. I Babe Ruth's Ghost. Boo. This is boo. I'm just going to read the last.
Just do it.
Babe Ruth's Ghost replied to itself and says, I'm in hell, by the way. I went to hell because I lived a sinful life and didn't listen to enough cool music back when I was alive. But they didn't have synthesizers when I was alive, so what was I supposed to do? The Andrews Sisters. I banged the Andrews Sisters in the set of Buck Privates. I was so fat near the end, I couldn't just get out of bed. I had to rock back and forth and let momentum carry me to my stubby feet. Sometimes I just rolled right onto the floor. I've got loads of messed up stories to tell. If you ever want to chat, I'm just a Ouija board away. That was a comment apparently from the actual ghost of Babe Ruth. He fucked the Andrews Sisters in the set of Buck Privates. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's great. Thank you.
I'm into it.
All right. This is my favorite. Our next comment from Anonymous says, I fucking hate this shit.
Okay.
And that is it.
Anonymous, there's a reply from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Anonymous Meatsack, who writes, I hope La Llorona drags your children into a creek and drowns them before your unbelieving eyes, you scum. Step off ASAP, because I fucking love this shit. I hope La Llorona drags your children into a creek and drowns them before your unbelieving eyes, you scum. I appreciate that. Like the actual passion there at Meat Sack, but that's kind of fucked up.
Anonymous replied to that with a all lowercase fuck you, which Anonymous Meat Sack re-replied with a properly capitalized and punctuated fuck you. I gotta tell you, Anonymous Meat Sack, thank you for the proper punctuation and capitalization. I really appreciate that. If you're gonna tell someone to fuck off, you need to tell them properly.
Thank you so much for the comment, Anonymous Meat Sack. Thank you for telling this poor bastard that he hopes his children drown in a creek. And up next, we got a comment from returning champion and dear friend of the podcast, the Paisley Jaguar, who says, I bought myself a pair of cheetah print tights over the summer, and the first time I put them on, I felt like I would somehow be able to run faster. Like, simply wearing these fake animal print gave me the powers of a cheetah. I'd be able to chase down gazelles and feast on their flesh if I wanted to. That must be a little like what ancient skinwalkers felt like when they wore animal pelts during ceremonies. I couldn't run faster in my cheetah print tights, though. I did look great in them, which was a decent consolation prize. Listening to Midnight Star gives me a similar feeling. Suddenly, the universe seems like it's filled with the promise of endless possibilities. I actually recently started taking up transcendental meditation because of Midnight Star. It's genuinely enriched my life. I discovered this work of art through Trapo. Midnight Star is the single greatest record of 2022. I go jogging in my cheetah print tights while listening to Midnight Star at least once a week. They make me feel empowered, like I could take on anything. Thanks for making a difference, Traps. And thanks for putting on a delightful, entertaining, and never boring awards show. Oh, shit. Great.
Thanks, Paisley Jaguar. We weren't the only ones. There was a comment, a reply to Paisley Jaguar's post by returning champion CJ. CJ said, Trapo's great, but I really appreciate those cheetah print tights.
Pretty sure they're a couple. That was the end of the comments on the Trapo 2022 Trapo Music Awards. We're going to move the fuck on right quick to Trapo's mailbag number 18, a.k.a. the Batman one. Now, there was a bit of controversy. Trapo's mailbag number 18 is a response to the controversial Batman rankings episode that we posted that people just decided to tell us their Batman rankings, which we didn't read on the air. This is a response to the response. This is getting weirdly meta now.
Yeah. I was going to say, how many episodes are we going to have that are only dedicated to reading comments about other comments from one origin episode?
It's a snake eating its own tail, Kai. And that snake is Trapo. It has a clown face. Anyway, our first comment is from Returning Champion Anonymous, who says, you're both being rather rude to your listeners for simply offering their opinions on Batman movies. Opinions you seem to ask for. How does anybody listen to this podcast? Well, thank you for the comment, Anonymous, and nobody listens to this podcast.
Thanks for nothing. Moving on, our next comment is from returning other champion. This is where shit gets weird. Anonymous, no way. Anonymous writes, Toe Hider is the goods. Don't dismiss the band because they got a weird name.
Yeah, you can just read the next one too.
And someone replied to that comment that says, don't sleep on bangers.
I don't know what that means.
It's in all caps and there's a Z at the end of bangers. Does Toe Hider have an album called Bangers?
I'm just going to look up bangers real quick. Fourth studio album by American singer Miley Cyrus. It's spelled with a Z.
Maybe it's a Miley Cyrus reference. I don't know.
10th anniversary, 2013. I slept on bangers, I guess.
Apparently we slept on bangers.
Thanks for the comment, Anonymous. And our next comment is from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Bimmy, who writes, Future Cream is a good name for a punk band. I'm into it. This is the episode where Blind Stanley left a comment and said, you must talk about the Future Cream. Or whatever this fucking creep said. Future Cream's a good name. Anyway, thanks for the comment, Bimmy.
We appreciate it. The next comment is from, I believe, new commenter, Rain Dogs.
Tom Waits album.
Rain Dogs writes, Buffalo 66 is pretentious trash masquerading as an art film, and Vincent Gallo is an egomaniacal creep. The man got so high on his own supply, he thought he could get away with filming Chloe Savini sucking his dick on film for execrable follow-up, The Brown Bunny. It's not art, it's exploitative filth. And he should be ashamed of himself. But the man clearly has no sense of shame, obviously. He currently operates a website where he offers himself as a high-class gigolo to all women, as long as they don't mind shelling out 50 grand for a dream come true weekend with the one and only stud du jour, Vincent Gallo. He also offers his sperm for artificial insemination for the low price of $1 million. Is this genuine or just an extension of his pathetic art, a low form of satire from a man who cannot grasp the true definition of the term? Knowing Gallo, he's probably dead serious. What a wretched worm this mockery of a man truly is.
Well, that's how you really feel, Rain Dogs.
I did not know any of that, Rain Dogs.
That's actually true, by the way. I checked out his official website. He sells, like, autographed memorabilia and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, maybe I'll buy, like, an autographed script of Buffalo 66 or something. He asked an exorbitant amount of money for anything on that website. But yeah, I don't know if it's real.
That's gave the question.
Him 50 grand? Would he actually show up at your house and fuck you? I don't know, but...
Take you out for a nice steak dinner?
But the offers are there. I guess if someone paid him the money, he'd probably do it. So yeah, that's true. That is actually true. I don't know. Oh, by the way, our next comment is from Anonymous again. Nobody even talks about that new Batman movie anymore. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Fuck it. Move on. What's next? Read the next comment. Fucking Batman. The Batman. Fuck it. Great. Thanks for saying some shit.
The next comment is from Anonymous. There's this little band called Black Sabbath. Maybe you've heard of them. Yeah, we cover their stuff. Yeah, whatever. Right. We're not going to talk about Black Sabbath. Anyways.
Paranoid's in the canon. Fuck you. Next comment. What happened with the wolf on your logo? Fuck you. I wanted to change it. God, what the fuck is this? What kind of candy do you boys like? I enjoy Andy's Mints and Lemonheads a lot. I hate Tootsie Rolls with a passion. In terms of candy bars, as far as I'm concerned, you really can't go wrong with a good payday. Maybe a Toblerone if you're feeling fancy. Something about those triangle-shaped boxes always gave me the impression that Toblerone bars were elitist, though. Those rich pricks in their gated communities probably have triangle-shaped crates full of those things they just eat at their leisure while thinking about how awesome their lives are and wiping their mouths with silk handkerchiefs that they just throw into the fireplace when they're done with them. But they get old and die too, so the joke's on them. I got stung by a bee once and I nearly died. I was playing hide and seek with a friend in a playground and I got stung on my cheek. My head swelled up like a beach ball. I have a way to find out you're allergic. I still won the game though. When I found my friend, he screamed because he thought it was a monster. I also love Kit Kats.
Thanks for your comment, Unskilled. We're fans of Reese's up in this bitch.
I like Kit Among Kats other a lot things. Too,
yeah. Oh, you know what I had that was actually surprisingly good? Cookie dough Twix. Lately, I've been eating a lot of Reese's sticks. I don't know why I really like those also.
Any way you can get Reese's, it's good. It doesn't fucking matter.
I like the other sugary kind of lemon heads and shit like that sometimes too. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thanks for your random ass comment, Unskilled.
Hey, look, we asked for just tell us whatever you want. Really, we don't care what you type down below as long as it doesn't get racist or cruel or bigoted in any way. That's it.
Our next comment's from Anonymous. Again, Bruce Springsteen is coming to my town, and seeing Boss Man in concert is a bucket list item for me. But his tickets cost like $1 million, and they sold out anyways. You have to be a regular millionaire or rob a damn bank to afford Springsteen tickets, and the situation makes me hate the Bruce Meister a little bit too. Does this wealthy asshole need to charge so much? I saw Paul McCartney not too long ago, and I got pretty good seats for around $100 a pop. The Springsteen thing just feels off to me. I thought you were a fan of the working man, spring man. Now it feels like you're a fan of sticking it to the working man. The thought of going to see a big band in concert these days makes me wonder if I'm going to have to take out a second mortgage on my house or try to sell a kidney. I just fucking hate it. That's one of the reasons why, you know, moved to California. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to see all the bands that I want to. Like, no, guess what? $200 a ticket, and you have to, parking $75, and it's gonna take you 2.5 hours to get out of the parking lot, which means you're not getting home till 3 a.m. It's just not worth it. I'm with you on this one, Anonymous. It's kind of horseshit.
There was a lot of controversy surrounding the Springsteen.
I was gonna say, wasn't this one even more than just a normal rate increase?
I think the Beyonce, her tour, I've seen prices online for some of that shit, and it's insane the amount of money that people are paying. Nothing we can do about it except bitch about it, because those prices aren't coming down, Kai. We're going to move on to the next clutch of comments.
We're not even halfway done.
This next bunch of comments is from the What is Shoegaze? Trapo Investigates episode. I'm going to level with you. It was kind of a filler episode. And our first comment is from Anonymous. Did you know that, Kai? Anonymous is back again.
I'm glad they're into every episode we make.
And Anonymous says, I think I understand what this episode is trying to do. I get a bit of a history lesson and a bunch of clips from some cool music, some stuff I'm not familiar with, so I'll probably check it out. I just think it needed to be more structured. Shoegaze is not some amorphous thing that nobody can figure out. It's a pretty straightforward genre. A lot of stuff took inspiration from Shoegaze, but that doesn't mean it is Shoegaze. You guys get bogged down too much and end up losing the plot before it's over. But at least you acknowledge that. You're on the right track here, but you need to tighten things up next time you investigate something. That'll make for a better end product. You know what, Anonymous? Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for your constructive criticism instead of just saying you're fucking stupid or this sucks.
Yeah.
You just said, hey, you know, I get it, but you could probably make it a little better. And this was like a weird thing that we tried, kind of successful and kind of not, because like you said, it's got a definition, but we just didn't know what it was.
That was a very constructive comment, Anonymous. We appreciate it.
No shock here. Next comment, it's from Anonymous. Why do you keep putting Shoegaze in quotes? It's annoying.
Can I let you in a little secret? The reason why I put Shoegaze in quotes every time is to fuck with you specifically. The idea that somebody would come up and leave a comment like that.
Why'd you put Shoegaze in quotes?
That's why I put Shoegaze in quotes. Fuck you. Do you want to read the next one since that was so quick?
Sure. The next comment is from, I believe, new commenter. Who is this? I've been listening to a podcast about Pam Grier, and she really has led a very interesting life. I haven't really seen most of her movies, and I only started listening to this podcast because I've been following it since it started, and it changes its topic every season. Last season, it was about Lucille Ball, another person I knew almost nothing about, and by the time it was through, I couldn't believe how interested I was in learning so much about somebody I basically wasn't familiar with. After finishing this season on Pam Grier, I'm going to try to get into some of her movies. I know the big ones like Coffee and Jackie Brown, but I haven't seen any of them yet. Have you gentlemen seen a lot of Pam Grier movies? What do you think are her best movies? And have you ever found yourselves in a situation like mine, where you listen to a podcast or maybe watch a documentary on a subject you may not be very interested in at first, but by the time it's over, you feel like learning as much as you can? Like maybe you're going to become obsessed with how glass bottles are manufactured or whatever. I don't really have any opinions on shoegaze, so this is what I want to know. Thanks. Who is this? I've seen a few Pam Grier movies, probably not as many as you.
I'm pretty sure I know the podcast he's referring to because I've listened to it. It's called The Plot Thickens. It's a Turner Classic Movies podcast. Their new season was about Pam Grier and their last season was about Lucille Ball, which is a good podcast. I mean, I like The Big Dollhouse, stuff like that. I mean, you weren't talking about Pam Grier as a solid actor. She starred in a lot of crap. Watch Scream, Blackula, Scream. And Bones. Watch Bones, because Snoop Dogg's in it. It's great. She's great in it. Bones is really good. I could go to IMDb and try to go through her entire filmography, but I don't want to do that right now because I'm done with all of this. I just want to move on to the next comment. I don't want to be mean to Who Is This? Okay, I mean, I'm sorry. You're on the right track. Watch Coffee. Watch Foxy Brown. That's the foundation of her blaxploitation era. They're great movies in their own right. Follow your own path, my friend. Don't let anyone tell you how to watch Pam Grier's movies.
And as far as obsessed with things, because the only thing that has ever really caught my attention was also, oddly enough, podcasts. Like, I don't really normally like murder mystery stuff, but the first season of Serial really was kind of intriguing. There's another one called Shit Town. That was pretty good. Weird shit and someone dies.
I like watching how it's made. Oh, yeah. That every episode shows you three or four different things being made that you normally would think nothing about.
Things but you have seen in your life, you've probably used this week, but you never for one second thought about how the fuck someone made a pizza cutter.
So I think How It's Made fits here.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's also great if you need a nap.
Yeah, yeah. You can zone the fuck out watching How It's Made.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the comment. Who is this? And our next comment is from Returning Champion Anonymous, who says, quite succinctly, I want to be Pam Grier's toilet seat. I think I might delete that comment. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to keep that comment because I'm going to frame that comment, put it on my wall.
I was going to say, I also had that feeling the first time I read it. I was like, well, that's kind of fucked up. But I also kind of feel that way, so it's all
I'm going to print it out, frame it, put it on my fucking wall over my bed so I can see it before I go to bed every night. Thank you so much for the hideous comment, Anonymous. And we're going to move on to whatever the fuck is next.
All right. Our next comment is in Spanish. I already have the translation right here. E. Pacheco. I would like to know what you friends like to do at School of Seven Bells. You mentioned music here in your episode, but you never said that they were good or not.
This is Portuguese.
Oh, that's why.
It says, I would like to know what your friends think of the School of Seven Bells song. You mentioned their music here in your episode, but you never said if you thought they were good or not. Personally, I think her third album, Ghost Story, is the best, despite the fact that her singer and founding member, Claudia De Heza, left the band a few years earlier. I wish the band was still there, because the music is wonderful. It affirms life. What are your thoughts, Chapo?
Someone from Portugal or Brazil. Probably Brazil. There's a lot more people there.
They want to know about School of Seven Bells.
I don't remember mentioning that.
We mentioned in the podcast.
Maybe someone suggested it.
No, we mentioned in the shoegaze episode.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll
listen to it again, E. Pacheco.
I like Ghost Story. I think it's pretty fucking cool. I don't life affirming, though? That's one way to read it. Thanks for the comment. And we're going to move on to the next comment that you can read because I read the translation of that one. I stepped over your shit.
Next comment on this post comes from returning champion, BFF of the podcast, Archbishop Mac. I think you traps did okay. Shoegaze has just slowly evolved into many different things since its inception, and shoegaze was never really intended to be a thing to begin with. It's just something that slowly developed over time, an amorphous and multifaceted entity that was never just one thing at one moment, but a broad definition was applied to this shifting genre that might have ended up doing more harm than good in the grand scheme of things, because ever since there have been scores of music lovers and critics alike eager to apply the shoegaze label to all sorts of sounds. It's a fascinating world we're living in, a world where everything supposedly needs to be labeled clearly, defined, and filed away, but that's not how it really works. I think you said it best at the end of the episode. Shoegaze is. What is shoegaze? Yes. It's the only definition we really need, friends.
That's a good way to end this delightful episode of Trapo's Mailbag. We're out of time, so Archbishop Mac, thank you for the kind words. Thank you to everybody who posted. I don't know if we actually did any good today, but we tried our best. Maybe a very sad comment on ourselves.
Maybe that says more about us.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't care. We tried, so fuck you. And if you want to try to join the conversation, dear listener, it's the easiest thing to do. You know what you can do? I'll tell you, motherfucker. Go to the official Trapo blog, traposhow.blogspot.com. Go back to the first post and leave a comment. I don't care. I'll read it. We'll read it. We'll read it out loud on a future episode of the show. We'll try to address it. We will fail.
Strongly consider it.
Tell us whatever you want. It can be related to the topic at hand. This one motherfucker just started rambling about candy bars.
We answered the best we could and moved on.
We did. We tried our best. So yeah, traposhow.blogspot.com. Leave us 1,000 comments. We don't care. Spam the shit out of us with comments.
Talk to yourself like Babe Ruth's ghost did. We'll read it. Anyways, you can also send us an email if you're feeling a little more verbose.
I think it's time, dear listener. It's that time. You know what time it is. It's time for you and for us to get the fuck off the internet. Until next time. Until the next exciting episode of Trapo's Mailbag.
You want to listen to Trapo some more? Get back on the internet.
You have to get off first to get back on. So get the fuck off the internet. Then get back on. Listen to Trapo. Get the fuck off again after you comment. Anyway, just get the fuck off the internet, you piece of shit. I'm sorry, that was really crude. I'm sorry.